It's time again to open the A Moment of Science mailbag.
Dear A Moment of Science, I'm 12 years old and I'm double jointed. I've always wondered if this is a bad thing. Signed, Flex.
Flex, I'm glad you asked, since it gives us the chance to put to rest another common misconception. Although even we will continue to call them that, there is no such thing as a double joint.
Don, what do you mean there's no such thing as a double joint? Watch me bend my thumb back and touch my forearm.
I'll cut that out. It looks gross.
Well, you made me do it by saying there's no such thing as a double joint.
Think about it, Yael. I mean, there is only one joint at each joint, not two.
But
here's what's really going on. What we call double-jointed is really just more than usual flexibility around a joint that results in a greater range of motion. In other words, the joint is too flexible. It's common in children and tends to be lost as we age, though you seem to be an exception to that.
How can you be too flexible?
Too much flexibility can result in joint instability. By that I mean the joint might move so much beyond what is normal that it can result in a dislocation, sprain, or ligament damage.
Now you've got me worried.
No need to worry. Just be careful. You can do exercises to strengthen the muscles around the double joints, and this can help reduce the chance of injury.
Okay, I feel better now.
Good. Now, if you could just remove your foot from behind your head. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared with help from Joel Steger in kinesiology. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.